Hello and welcome to the road to the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore, County Waterford in Ireland. It's Paul O'Mahony here and I'm going for a very special treat this evening. I'm going to taste the food of Caillota. And Caillota won a Michelin star about a year and a half ago, I think. And he came to my attention then. I had no idea who he was. And I have had a year of having contact with him via Twitter and also by other means. And I must say that this evening is a very special occasion to be going to a hotel where there is a really top-class chef and where I'm going to taste the tasting menu, which is all the things that are lots of little courses. Is something I'm not used to doing and something that is exotic for me. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the Cliff House Hotel because it's a little unusual as a place. I have been there once before and the weather was absolutely diabolical. I couldn't see the sea and I'm told that there's a magnificent view from the front of this Cliff Hotel. The hotel is perched right close to a precipice and you can see right down a wonderful view, but I've never seen it. So it is now coming up to 6 o'clock this evening, Friday evening in Cork. It's wet, it's dark, so I'm going back to the hotel again in the dark. So I even after this evening I will not have seen the hotel in its glory, but that doesn't matter because it's a rare and unusual occurrence to go to meet two characters. I'm calling the hotel a character because in truth the hotel is many, many different people behind it. But the two people that I have had ongoing contact with of a light and reasonably frivolous nature, I have to say, but or an admiring nature, which isn't frivolity at all, I suppose, during the year, both on Twitter. So that's the thing about Twitter. You can build up a kind of a light touch contact with somebody. And if it's sustained over a long enough period of time, some roots start to go down. And I've now become a fan without having properly experienced it. My brother and his wife went to stay in the Cliff House Hotel and came back raving about it. And they actually stayed for two nights. But this evening is a drive down from Cork. It's only about 25 miles from the city of Cork. And drive down there in the dark, have the meal, enjoy it, and drive back home again. So it's not the full experience, but it's good enough for me as part of my 60th birthday celebration. I'm a very, very lucky man to be able to do this and to be able to enjoy it. And I've dressed up specially for the occasion. I've put on my best suit. I've put Aveda's Be Curly in my hair. And I put a bit of moisture on my face. And I've basically dolled myself up so that I will feel in tip-top form when I sit down at the dinner table. I expect it to be a feast for my eyes. I expect it to be a feast for my mouth. I expect it to be, you know, the whole ambience to be wonderful. So I have to admit, I am going with high expectations. They have been whetted over the year by occasional photographs by people who have gone to stay there, and photographs occasionally even by the chef. Now, it is actually quite remarkable that a chef in a Michelin-starred restaurant would be tweeting, or so it seems to me. But I think it's an absolutely lovely skill and to have, and it's made a big difference to my emotional connection with the restaurant. It's a lot more personal now going along to this place this evening, even though I've never met any of the people there in person face to face before. But it's a lot more personal, my relationship with it, because of a long sustained interaction on Twitter. Now, you know, I'm not really a foodie in the true sense of the word. I couldn't discuss the details of how the cooking will be done, but I have to say that I had a great ambition to go to El Bulli. When I found out about El Bulli found out that people regarded it as the best restaurant in the world. I just wanted to go there, and it was a huge disappointment to me when Ferran, the chef there, decided that it was time to call it a day. And anyway, it looks like as if there's no chance of getting to El Bulli. So in a kind of a funny way in my head, this is my El Bulli. I'm going along to experience the artistry and wizardry and sheer skill of the chef and his team. He's Dutch. I remember another feature of the restaurant being that all of the produce that was going to be used in the restaurant was to be, I think, local. And I need to verify that for sure. But I think there was indeed a requirement when the chef was recruited for the restaurant that the preference would be given to somebody who would use local produce. And it's just on the border of Waterford and the eastern border of County Cork in Ardmore. So check it out, Cliff House Hotel, and it's a great chef who I'm looking forward to dining with, or on, whatever, with my gorgeous wife this evening. So cheerio, bye-bye.